Well, today, October 17th, is the feast day of one of the early Christian heroes, one of the early Christian martyrs and saints, St. Ignatius of Antioch, who was alive at the time of St. John the Apostle. So his writings are very important. And as you know, in the last 20 years, there's been almost 1,000 Protestant ministers that have become Catholic. And a lot of it is because they have read the early church fathers. See, once they've become convinced that the early church was thoroughly Catholic, then they became Catholic themselves. See, most of the Protestant scholars, most of the Protestant ministers, were following Martin Luther and Calvin and Zwingli and some of these writers because they thought that, well, the original church was Protestant in theology. But once they began reading the early church fathers, the apostolic fathers like today's saint, they became convinced that the Catholic Church is the true church founded by Jesus Christ. That's how important these early church fathers are. If you read the writings of Scott Hahn or Steve Wood or Marcus Grody or Jeff Cavins, any of these converts or those that have come back to the faith, they say that reading these men that were writing and living at the time, at the end of the apostolic age, and in the first couple hundred years, helped convert them to the Catholic faith because they were believing and teaching things that the Catholic Church believes today. So St. Ignatius of Antioch was the third bishop of Antioch. St. Peter was the first bishop of Antioch, but then he went to Rome, and that's when he became bishop of Rome and was martyred for the faith. And so since Peter was the bishop of Rome, he died in Rome, we are called Roman Catholics. If Peter had died in Antioch, we would be the Antioch Catholic Church. Okay, so I'm glad he died in Rome. It sounds a lot better, right? Or we could have been the Carthaginian Catholic Church, or as you know, Augustine was from Hippo. We could be called the Hippo Catholic Church. So I'm very glad that Peter died in Rome. It sounds much better. Now, what did he write in his letters? We have 7 letters that Ignatius wrote on the way to his death in Rome. And he wrote 4 of these from Smyrna, 3 of them from Troas. And what we see in his writings, again, these letters were written to different churches, the church in Ephesus, the church in Magnesia, Tralles, Philadelphia, Smyrna. And the importance of these letters is that they talk about the hierarchical structure of the early church. They talk about having bishops, priests, deacons. He talks about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the belief in the Christians about the Trinity, the divinity of Christ, the virgin birth, keeping holy the Lord's Day, the reality of hell, the importance of prayer, Mary's virginity. And he warns against heresies and dissent and schism. So he talks about we have to be united to our bishop, that unity comes from being obedient to the bishop. And he says the bishop represents Christ. He talks about the divinity of Christ, the humanity of Christ, the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. He refers to the Eucharist as the flesh of Christ, the gift of God, the medicine for immortality, the antidote against death, the bread that enables us to live forever. He denounces the heretics who do not confess that the Eucharist is, quote, the flesh of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which flesh suffered for our sins, and which in this loving kindness the Father raised up. He writes, I desire the bread of God, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, and for drink I desire his blood, which is love incorruptible. It says there is one Eucharist, one flesh of Christ, one cup of union of his blood, one bishop with the priest and the deacons united to him. So again, these writings do not sound Protestant. They sound very Catholic. And when these are written between about the year 100 and 125, again, these are very powerful. Let me just end with his writing about his own martyrdom. Since he was such a celebrity, he was taken to Rome, to the Flavian amphitheater, and he was eaten by lions. And when he was thrown to the lions, his last letter that he wrote to the Christians in Rome is very powerful about his desire to be with God and to be strong in the face of martyrdom. He says, "I am dying willingly for God's sake, if only you do not prevent me." He's telling the Christians in Rome not to try to stop his going to martyrdom. "I beg of you, do not do me an untimely kindness. Allow me to be eaten by the beasts, which are my way of reaching God. I am God's wheat, and I am to be ground by the teeth of wild beasts, so that I may become the pure bread of Christ. Entice the beasts to become my sepulcher, that they may leave nothing of my body, that when I am dead, I may not be troublesome to any man. I heartily wish that they may devour me promptly. I will even entice them to devour me immediately and wholly. If they are unwilling to meddle with me, I will even compel them. Come fire and cross, gashes and rendings, breaking of bones and mangling of limbs, the shattering in pieces of my whole body. Come all the wicked torments of the devil upon me, if I may but attain Jesus Christ." Wow, very powerful words from this saintly bishop and martyr who gave his life in faithfulness to Jesus Christ. And so we pray today, St. Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.